In 1928, I went to go into the automobile factories. And I got a job the first day I went at Ford's. And it was a headlight plant. And we learned to make headlights, taillights, dome lights, and horn buttons. Okay, I worked on the assembly line. I worked there for quite a while, and I've become a die setter. They taught me how to set dies, which I didn't know. That was on the little presses. After a couple of years, I went on the big ones, the clean ones. Okay. Then I learned every job in there. And I was kind of like a straw boss, which meant that I had to take everybody's job. Relief. And you shut off a minute.
Stop.
Oh, you got on now?
Yeah, it's no problem. Whenever you want to stop.
At that time, straw bosses were only getting a nickel an hour more than the regular people. So, for many years, I learned to take care of steel beams. So, after they learned me how to operate a steel beam machine, which made headlights for Fords, I think we worked about 5 years on that. And then they bought them from a different company, General Electric. And they were already made. And that's all we had to do was assemble. Shut it off again.
Well, just keep going, Grandpa. It doesn't matter. If that thing runs and there's nothing said, that's okay.
Okay. When I went to Ford, they decided that we had to have 1 foot in agriculture. So I purchased a small farm, and I raised livestock, I raised pigs, and I had corn and wheat, oats, and hay. Because we worked at 6 months in the factory and 6 months at home. There was no unemployment. There was nothing like that. We had to earn our own way. And then come the Big Depression. And it was terrible. We only worked 2 weeks at the Ford Motor Company. And the rest of the time, I worked on the farm, and I worked for other farmers for $1 a day. Okay, I was buying livestock, and I bought 3 cows and a calf. And a neighbor come over, and he wanted to buy the calf. And I give him the calf for $1. He paid 50 cents down, and in 3 months he paid the rest of it. So the 50 cents shut off a minute.
Okay, that's okay. Just take a break.
Okay, you shut off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been rough then, huh? 50 cents and after 3 months?
That's the truth, too. We didn't have any money. No, I'll tell you, it was sad. See, and then the banks all closed. There was no, you couldn't get any money. Mm-hmm.
Did you buy any more livestock during that? Or
yeah, I kept dealing with livestock.
Really? How did you buy that, though?
I had to work for a dollar a day.
Oh.
I got a little money. I'll tell you something else. We used to kill rats for a bomb. He had 10 cents.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. Hey, we never knew what it was to take a vacation. Hey, we never left the job at all. That's why I can't understand. I never knew what it was to take a day off. See? And I can't get over how people can go away for a month at a time.
Oh, yeah.
See? Now, see, when I went to school, we had a one-room schoolhouse, and there was 8 grades in it. But we had a good teacher, a man teacher, and he was strict. I mean, you didn't talk in school. You didn't make no noise. You could hear a dime drop. Any time of the day. I'll tell you, Lisa, it wasn't easy. No, it wasn't. But everybody was that way, see? So it didn't make any difference. When we was married, Nellie used to play in a show, you know, to make a little money, buy groceries. They had a theater over town, and Williams run it. And all the kids used to go in there to the movies.
Mm-hmm. What did she do?
Play piano.
Oh, yeah.
See, she played piano from the time she was a girl.
People would go there and listen.
Oh, yeah, they'd fill up. I think it was 10 cents to get in. And then kids used to all sit in front, like Williams, C.J. Williams, and oh, all the kids used to walk to town. See? You know, this I don't like to tell it, but we used to go and work for a guy loading corn stalks. And we worked for him for nothing. If we could use his dog, me and another kid, so the dog would get the rats and we'd keep the rats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'd turn the rats in for money?
Yeah, we'd get 10 cents apiece. And being him was Bert. The birds would get 2 cents a head. And we had a net made. And so we go along the straw stack. We had 2 poles on the net. And go up against the straw stack. And they fly into that net and they get caught. Then we pick them off.
The birds were eating the crops in there, or what?
No, well, they had a bounty on them, see.
Oh.
You know what I mean by
yeah.
a bounty?
Mm-hmm. Turn them in and get money for it.
Yeah. See, they got oversupplied with birds, and that's what we used to catch them. And when the electric lights first come out, and they started to have lights in the barn, we'd go and put a light on the other end of the barn and let the birds all fly over there. And the guy was standing on the ladder and pick them off and wring their neck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, I always had fun. I'll tell you the truth. And then I had rabbits, you know. And all the girls in that neighborhood had rabbits too, see. And they'd bring them over, and I had an old buck rabbit. And the girls would say, when that buck rabbit turns a somersault, our rabbits is done. And then take them home. See? Mm-hmm. And, they were all good kids. They were honest kids. When I think of all them, like Marie Shippey, Elther Reed, all the girls in our neighborhood, they'd all come over, bring their rabbits. They used to be in that granary, see? I used to keep my buck in that granary. Mm-hmm. And,
Are they not there?
No, no. Out there at Old Port, see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, we lived in the farm. Mm-hmm. What else can I think of? Oh, I can think of so many things. That
when you guys were laid off and after, like, during the Depression, did you not work at all then at Ford's? Not at all?
Not at Ford's. I only worked 2 weeks out of a year.
Really?
Yeah. See, at that time I was only getting $4.
$4 at Ford's?
Yeah, before I got laid off. Money was so damn big. See, the banks was closed, so they didn't have no money there. Mm-hmm. Listen, it was terrible. This house here had old car seats in. That room was full of car seats, and it didn't have all the windows in the house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Use the car seats for furniture?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get those at? Ford's?
Junkyard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Plus you had 3 kids, right?
Yeah. Them kids was always happy. They used to have a ball diamond out here, and all the kids would come over and play. At a certain time of the year, they used to play basketball, and they play in the barn. Mm-hmm. And then kids, who, some of them, you know, wasn't very bright, and they'd cry. You know, they couldn't put the basket in.
So then didn't you have some other people staying here, though, during the Depression?
Why, sure.
Who were they?
We had a whole Chuck family.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we had all the girls upstairs. They used to pee in that pot, you know. And the girls would run the goddamn pot over. That's the truth.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
They'd have to take it out and pee it. Yeah, I mean, take it in the field, see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how bad it was. See, they lost their home.
Did they?
Yeah.
Through the banks or what?
They didn't have a paper. And one day they moved in here.
How many were there?
Well, there was Babe and Chuck and Doris and, all their family. Even Chucky was a baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And after they moved in the afternoon, and they all come down for breakfast.
Gee.
And he hadn't worked there in a long time. They didn't have the money. This is how the Depression was. See? There was nothing moving. You couldn't hardly sell. I used to get 5 cents for a quart of milk, and I had to take it up there to Gus, Gus's, Wickenizer's.
Mm-hmm.
And I get 5 cents. Mm-hmm. Then I give it in church, you know, I go to church.
Mm-hmm. So you were milking...
Huh?
You were milking cows here.
Yeah, I had one, 2 cows.
Hmm.
2 cows and 2 horses.
What did you have for, like, transportation?
Well.
You guys what? You didn't have a horse or nothing? Or?
Yeah, we had a horse, but we had to save him, you know. I had a buggy, too.
Did you?
Yeah. Sometimes we use a buggy, but we always kept it hid.
Why'd you hide it?
Huh? Keep it clean.
You didn't use it though, hardly?
Yeah, once in a while we used it.
For Sunday mass or something?
Yeah. No. When Jack went to school in Carlton, and it'd be like this kind of weather, he'd ride to school, ride the horse up to the good roads, mm-hmm. turn the horse around, and jump off, and walk to school. No horse would come home.
The horse would?
Yeah, and Mallory would tie it up.
So he went and drive it all the way to school?
He was ashamed.
Why?
Because he didn't want anybody to see him on a horse.
Why? Because nobody else had horses?
No.
Oh. Get it.
Yeah.
So the horse would come back, dog?
Yeah.
How did it do that? How did it know?
They walked back. They were all trained.
Oh, really?
Sure.
So you guys are kind of a little better off then.
I was, yes.
Yeah?
I was, yeah.
Hmm. Nobody else had that, huh? See, that's
because
you worked hard.
Sometimes I worked hard. See, I couldn't get no money from my dad because they had all them kids over there.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you being the oldest. Were
yeah.
Were the rest still home? Or
sure.
How many is that? 10 of them still at home?
There were 13 altogether.
13?
I was the oldest.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I think about it.
Did you have any of your brothers or sisters here during that time, or...
Al would come over sometime and help me. Yeah. Boy, it was hell.
Hmm.
But Nellie was a good cook. See?
Yeah.
Because she learned to cook when she was... See, her mother died when she was really young with cancer. And she went to work, she went to school in Detroit. And she stayed with Sis. And on the weekend, she'd come out here before I married her, see? But she knew how to play piano. I mean, she was no dummy.
No, I know that.
No, sir, she's no dummy. That's why I liked her. She was a smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked hard. You know, she used to milk cows. I mean, when I went back to Ports.
Mm-hmm. Is that after the depression then you got
cows? Yeah, after it picked up a little bit. It was such a long time picking up. See? Jack used to go out painting houses. You know, he was only a kid. And he would go out painting houses. He'd get a little money painting houses. Ed worked for Al Wickenizer.
Building? There?
No, he had a plant he made septic tanks.
Oh.
And Don used to help Fred Wickenizer. You know, bail and stuff like that. They all, well, that's the only way they got a little money, see?
Right.
See?
Because they were still young then?
Huh?
They were still young?
Oh, they were. I guess they were young. You're damn right they were young. Boy, they went to work real early in life. Then Jack got a job with Edison, digging ditches. And Don didn't want to work on the farm, so he went to Ford's. And Ed went with my brother Al, having to work. See?
They all like that still today, huh?
Yeah.
Dad's still working at
Edison. Oh, yeah, you know. That's a good thing he did, because where in the hell would he be today? He's crippled up.
Yeah.
See? I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, being that leg is bad, he'll get a different, easier job.
Well, I hope so.
So do I. See? See, when Ford started back up, when they started to hire again, I was about the first to get back in. See?
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I kept my money then.
Did you?
You're damn right. When I started to get $4 a day, again, got a little paycheck. Boy, I'm telling you, I kept her.
Yeah,
I kept her.
Is that when you had to wear your white shirt?
Yeah. Worked on the assembly. We had to wear an outfit like you got.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there was stricter than hell with us. And we didn't dare talk when we got out.
Couldn't talk on the assembly line?
Oh, no. They send you home.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And you had to stand, you couldn't lean on anything. You know, if you lean on a bench or something, they send you home. See, there was no union, there was nothing. See? It was just like, well, we'll say jail, but only, the only thing was, we was free to go home at night. See? Huh?
Real strict. Wear your white
shirt. Oh, yeah. They were so... They'd do anything to get... You know, you couldn't wear a ring. See? And there was no girls worked there then. And the only time the girls come there is when we went at war. Then they come in and got jobs. You know, because the boys had to go to service, and they hired women.
Mm-hmm. Were you there when they hired women?
Yes, I had 20 women working for me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you like what?
On the
supervisor,
press? Yeah. Well, what they called was straw boss.
Straw.
I got a nickel and an hour more than they did.
Okay.
And some of them couldn't speak English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have any blacks working in there?
No.
No? Just women
and
white?
Yeah, we didn't have no color at all. Just, well, there were Polacks and Frenchmen, all nationalities. And they had fat women, big women, and some was ugly as hell. That's the truth. Swear like hell.
So you still worked there then? Were they,
yeah.
Were they as strict?
I was straw boss then.
Were they as strict though, like when they sent the guys and they got sent to war, were they strict with like all the new people?
Yes, they were.
Women didn't get paid very much, did they? Or did they?
Because things we did only, I got a nickel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Ollie came in there and went to work.
Oh, did she?
And she said, if that ain't so lovely, just think. Getting a job like this with big money, see, Ollie used to stay with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she got a good job at Ford's.
Working on the assembly line?
No.
Oh, she wasn't.
No, she got a good job in the... she had charge of the solder, you know, for machines. Mm-hmm. She had charge of all the stuff that they needed in the plant, you know. Like, whatever they bought, paper, see? Paper boxes. She had charge of all that. She had to check out all that stuff, see? Mm-hmm. Whatever we shipped, she took charge of that.
What plant was that?
That's Flat Rock.
Flat Rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ollie worked there a long time, I think. See, Emmy worked at the mill.
Oh,
Calvin's. She used to be there. And let's see. Yeah, Annie worked there a long time.
Did you ever get any recreation time, or did you just work?
Just work, that's all.
Never got to go to no ball games or anything like that?
Oh, hell, we didn't even know ball games was.
Really?
No. Hell, I never bowled. Hey, Buddy Kriegel was the first guy that talked about bowling. He used to ride with me. And he talked about building a bowling alley at Maumee. And finally he did quit Ford's and he built a bowling alley. I never bowled in my life. See? I never played cards. I don't yet.
I know.
See?
All you did was work.
Just work. That's all I usually got 4 o'clock in the morning to start. See? Mm-hmm. And I worked till, we didn't have an electric here. See? So we just had the little lamps. Well, I used to work that farm with team horses.
Oh,
a plow with a 12-inch plow.
How many horses was it?
Two.
Two horses?
Yeah.
Just you?
Huh?
Just you?
Yeah. I couldn't hire nobody at that time.
Mm-hmm. So when you, like, worked over at in Flat Rock, how'd you get there?
Well, I had an old car.
Oh, you did have a car.
Yeah, I had an old car.
What kind? Model T?
No, Model A.
Model A?
Yeah, winter top. I mean, it had side curtains on.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Well, that's neat. Did you assemble any of those there at your plant?
Yes.
Did you work on those?
Yes.
Hmm. That
would
be a nice car.
Sure they was. I used to leave my car down to Joe Jackson's. You know, he couldn't get through here.
Oh.
On account of the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to leave my car there. We used to jack up the hind wheel and crank it, see, and the wheel would turn, the back would start. That's the truth.
Is it?
Sure. It would start twice as easy. Mm-hmm. Put it in gear, see. And make sure don't fall off the jack, because it would go.
So what you do, hurry up and jump in it?
Yeah.
That's funny. So then, were you one of the few that had a car around
you're
here?
You're damn right. Yeah, we used to all ride with me. Yeah.
Did you get a type of discount because you worked there?
No, they paid me so much.
So you got it.
Yeah.
You could afford it. Is that all you used it for was work?
That's all the money we had for gas.
Oh.
I didn't run the car very. sometimes I would take the kids to a show in Flat Rock.
Oh, you did get to see them. You did
a
little
recreation. Yeah, that would be in the summertime. And when the new year is going, about, what we tell them, about a month ahead, you know, they could go to a show.
And they'd all behave for all that time?
You're damn right. You're damn right. We didn't have no trouble with them.
What kind of show was it?
Jeanette Gaynor was playing at that time. It wasn't like it is now, see.
Was a live person doing
that? Yeah, no, it was just on the billboard, see.
Did you ever see any silent movies and all that?
That's all there was at
first.
That's
what it was?
Yeah. You know what was that? You had to learn to read, you know. It would show the picture, and then below it, they tell about it, see? Mm-hmm. You know.
So you didn't have too many blacks around here, though, did you?
Huh? No. Mm-hmm. No, blacks was over in Sumter, and there wasn't many of them.
No.
There were just a few. And in Detroit, there wasn't any.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there wasn't any. And boy, when they started to come in, it didn't take long. It didn't take long.